The strain on state budgets is taking a big toll on local governments, especially public housing authorities. Now, those programs are bracing for another blow, cuts in federal funds. The Department of Housing and Urban Development has told local groups that they'll have to make do with less this year. But, as NPR's Janet Babin reports, how much less isn't yet clear.
About 3 million people live in public housing, where rent is limited by law to 30% of income. A majority of the difference comes from federal sources. Last fiscal year, local groups received about $3.5 billion, 100% of what they requested from the federal government. Not so this year. Local officials found out about major funding cutbacks in early January. Democratic Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur of Toledo sits on the subcommittee that oversees HUD.
We have been informed HUD will not seek supplemental funding to alleviate this shortfall, which they are at fault for producing. I don't know what happened inside HUD there. They were supposed to have this money. They don't. But there is no reason that our local communities should have to suffer for their mistakes.
Because the cuts came with no advance warning, public housing officials say the impact on residents will be dramatic and immediate. Programs that could be affected include public housing maintenance, security, job readiness classes, and after-school programs like this one in Cleveland. On a recent cold, snowy weekday afternoon, kids from three surrounding public housing projects trickle in to a local recreation center to play table tennis and air hockey. Even with full funding, a boxing program at the center has ceased, tutoring programs are limited, and there isn't enough staff to supervise all the kids. 11-year-old Ronnie Hearn makes a visit to an upstairs weight room and encounters a semi-conscious teenager slumped on a piece of equipment, drooling on himself. Back downstairs, he tells program director Dwayne Broder what he saw.
My elder asleep.
He's asleep on the weight bench.
Broder thinks the man could be one of the homeless people who sometimes sneak into the center. He sends a colleague to go check on him. If operating budgets decrease, Browder says the center's problems will only get worse. A lifelong public housing resident, Browder's organizing a letter-writing campaign and bus trips to Washington to urge President Bush to restore the funds.
He's well aware of what the cuts could do. He wants to finance a war. That's his choice of what he wants to do. What the tenants' choice have got to be is to say, we got war right here now.
Initially, HUD told local authorities to expect subsidy cuts of up to 30%. But HUD Assistant Secretary Michael Liu now expects the decrease to be closer to 10%. Liu says the agency's out $250 million because of faulty accounting practices dating back to the Clinton administration that allowed HUD officials to fix past shortfalls with future funding.
This was being done without a clear explanation and knowledge by Congress and those at the Office of Management and Budget. And when we discovered this, we had to fix it. This is inappropriate.
Congress will ultimately decide HUD's budget. But in the meantime, public housing officials must plan for the 10% cuts, enough, they say, to disrupt basic services to the poor. Janet Babin, NPR News, Cleveland.